This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Some interesting news from tech now. Lenovo, the Chinese computer maker that bought IBM's PC division a couple of years ago, is going to open a new factory. No, not in Beijing, not in Shanghai. Whitsitt, North Carolina, don't you know? From North Carolina Public Radio, Leonita Inge has the story.
One in five jobs in North Carolina is in manufacturing, and everybody turned out for Lenovo's announcement. The governor, two House members, and U.S. Senator Richard Burr.
Let me just stress, manufacturing is alive and well in North Carolina.
The area has been known for generations as a hub for tobacco, furniture, and textile manufacturing. Most of that's gone. But Burr and others hope these new jobs signal a new type of 21st century manufacturing. But the number of jobs created is pretty small. Lenovo says it will hire 115 workers to build computer servers, tablets, and notebooks. Mike Walden is an economist at North Carolina State University. He says these types of jobs rely more on technology and require fewer people.
Now, this does not mean that we're going to see the numbers of people working in manufacturing today that we had decades ago. That's not going to happen.
Lenovo hasn't said how much workers will be paid, but Walden says it will be more than manufacturing jobs of the last generation.
People who today work in manufacturing need to have greater training, greater skills than our counterparts did even 10 or 20 years ago.
But enthusiasm over these new jobs may be tempered because of memories of Dell opening a big plant nearby that closed only a few years later. I'm Leonita Inge for Marketplace.